come in, do some good things in the off season, train hard, prepare, and come in and know I have opportunity. So just come in and
they drafted you to be a guard. Mm-hmm. Is that out the window now?
I don't know. That's something you have to talk to the organization about.
What do you prefer?
Wherever I can start at.
Obviously, you must feel comfortable tackle. You played there in college. Mm-hmm. Was guard a difficult transition for you?
You know, I did some good things at guard, being able to pull from that position, and then at the left guard position, knowing that the pass protection can always, you know, tend to slide to the right, being on the island at left guard. So, you know, learn some things, and I can go back and work on some things.
Certainly the experience you got starting those games had to be a huge help to your development.
It was. It was being able to get some live action, being able to understand that this game is played at a very high tempo, high intensity. So it was good to be able to get some action.
Kelvin, what surprised you about, I assume when you went to training camp, you probably couldn't have envisioned starting as much as you did, given, you know, the experience you already had along the offensive line. Mm-hmm. What surprised you about the league, just going from college to, you know?
You know, just like I talked about, just the intensity of the game. It's extremely fast. You always hear that coming from college to the pros, but just the intensity, the preparation that's needed to be able to perform day in and day out, but also being able to perform at a high level. Game in and game out.
Would you like lining up beside the Castro for the next few years? Would you?
You know, like I said, that's something you have to talk to the organization about.
What did they tell you they were moving you to guard in the first place? Why?
You know, I'm not the prototypical. You know, my size. You know, don't have the 6'6" frame. You know, 330 built, which is what, you know, tackles in this league are made of. But you know, has some variables that you saw in college that I was able to do. So, you know, be able to slide in with the athletic ability. So that's something that they thought I could be able to do.
Do you think you showed them that you can overcome those shortcomings and play tackle?
You know, whatever target is put in front of me, I'm going to find a way to try to reach it.
What do you have any advantage being shorter, tackle, leverage, anything like that?
I mean, you have some things that you are capable of doing at a shorter stature. But, you know, I have some, you know, good length with my arms. So that's able to make up for some of the height difference.
You have 6'6" arms?
They've measured pretty longer than, you know, the 6'3" frame that I have.
How much of a loss is it going to be with Coach Cougar leaving?
It's painful, you know, but at the same time, bittersweet. You know, he's a great coach, a great guy, cares about his players, you know, cares about their well-being. You know, it's going to be hard letting him go, but understand he's going to a place that he calls home. Hate for him to go to UTEP because he's going to beat up on him all the time. But, you know, he's going to revive a program that needs revival. So I'm happy for him.